97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Entirety, almost, of my generation, along with the two generations that followed, have fallen victim to America's unchecked obesity crisis and over 170 comorbidities that go along with it. I don't know about you, but I've watched my friends jabbing themselves every day with fertility drugs, praying for a pregnancy, my friends getting up at the crack of dawn to get radiated where the lump was found in their breast, my friends swallowing fistfuls of pills to manage their debilitating anxiety and depression. The decades between 1980 and now didn't beget a genetic quantum leap in which our DNA inexplicably mutated to make American bodies expand and fall ill at an unprecedented pace. And while Gen X, Millennials, and Gen Z have our problems, 75% of us are not stupid, weak, or lazy. So hopefully you are wondering what has happened to us.
Yeah, that's Jillian Michael. She testified before a committee yesterday talking about big pharma and big farms and all of these things that have combined to affect the food in this country that has affected our health over the years.
To my parents' credit, I mean, this is the mindset that I was taught.
Yeah.
The concern with big pharma and the chemicals that are in our food and this, you know, everyone's all into diet this or diet that. And it's causing all of these, a lot of these diseases that we're seeing now and other health concerns.
And obesity problems and all of that. Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and get to Taylor Riggs, please. I've got her on the phone right here from the Big Money Show. Taylor, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show, as always.
It's great to have you on. I don't mean to drag you into the whole obesity issue here, but if we all ran as much as you did, we wouldn't have that problem.
Well, there's a new product out on the market, Ozempic. Novo Nordisk stock loves Ozempic, but I am not recommending that at all. Good old-fashioned exercise should do it.
Yeah, I just had to play that because I teased it earlier about Jillian Michaels on there testifying about this yesterday. She had some pretty strong comments on what has led to obesity over the last 30 or 40 years in this country. It's amazing.
I mean, it is. And when you think about, too, RFK Jr.'s, some of his comments about make America healthy again. You know, when we think about economics, it's not something that factors into economics on a day-to-day basis, not something that we think about when we look at the markets or the debt or the deficit. But I think long-term, when we think about the health of our country and our population and taking care of our own citizens and wanting to do right by Americans, especially those on the lower income spectrum, It has to be something that comes into the conversation about how we are feeding and you know, what sort of liquids we're giving to our future generation.
Yeah, it's. I appreciate you rolling with the punches there. I know we didn't really tell you what we were going to talk about, but I thought that was an interesting interview yesterday. I do think you'll know something about this one. This is from Ariel Zilber with the New York Post on their website yesterday, talking about Visa. Listen to this.
Nancy Pelosi's husband sold shares of Visa a little bit more than 2 months ago. And the news is kind of significant now because we just learned today that the Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Visa. Visa is being investigated or has been investigated the last few years over alleged anti-competitive practices as it relates to the debit card business.
Nothing to see here. I mean, I don't know that the two are connected. There's been a lot of talk about whether or not people in Congress should be able to even their family trade in the stock market because they have access to information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, you know, really gets under my skin about this is there's been a few coincidences with him and Nancy Pelosi. Bigger picture, though, when Americans sit at home and they feel like the system is rigged against them, that the traders at Goldman Sachs are always going to beat them at the game, that people in Congress are always going to make money at the expense of Americans at home, this is how people get really upset. Because we're all sitting at home. We don't know what the DOJ is going to do. We don't know if he knew or not. And I certainly do not want to accuse him of selling in anticipation of this, that we are innocent until proven guilty. But this speaks to the broader issue of Americans at home who can't feed their families, grocery prices are up 20%, the labor market's starting to slow, and then you hear conversations about what's going on with the Pelosi's, and then that's when Americans feel really upset, like this system is rigged. I am a huge proponent of having, individual stock trading bans on members of Congress.
Yeah.
They have way too much information. They should not, or their families, be allowed to trade individual stocks. And this is why it creates the appearance of lying and cheating.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, digging into specifically what Visa did, right? This monopoly that they were having, and they were basically making it difficult. If companies were going with other companies, like, say, MasterCard, they would penalize them, basically. I mean, you have to wonder how often this is happening with other companies aside from just Visa.
Yes, right. So on first look, you look at this and, we are all for fair practices. But I saw this and I'm thinking, this is what the DOJ wants to go after. They want to go after your debit card and fees on your debit card. Do we not have so many other bigger fish to fry?
Yeah.
This feels like we are living in, a country right now that hates business and is so antitrust. Every time you want to try to get, the Kroger Albertsons deal done, right? It's the FTC or the DOJ or federal investigators that are saying, no, you can't do the deal. It's an antitrust violation. Or you have Lena Khan at the FTC trying to break up every deal that's done. Of course, I am pro competition, but I was looking at this. Again, I don't know all the details, but it was about either creating incentives if you do use the Visa platform more, and then what the DOJ is accusing them of doing is then punishing people who do not use the platform. So, again, we have to go through the complaint and read more. Visa shares were reacting a little bit to the news last night and this morning, but I think big picture, we have a lot of other things that we could really be focusing on in this country.
Yeah, Taylor, speaking to people throwing their weight around, what do you think happy hour was like at John Deere last night after Donald Trump said he was going to put a 200% tariff on their company if they move those jobs to Mexico?
I have heard very mixed thoughts on this. So a lot of economists come out and they think they don't like the policy of targeting one specific company, right? You don't want to go after Deere. What I think people like to hear, though, is that Trump is saying, if you do not make products in America, you have to pay for that. Deere is a company that has closed down a few facilities in Iowa. They're right. Thinking of moving that production to Mexico. That means those people at that plant in Iowa will be losing their jobs. So this is another example of the president, the former president, saying, if you do that, there are consequences. I think people don't like that they're sort of targeted to one specific company here or there. But the broader idea, I think, is the message and the narrative within his platform that really resonates with people. They want their jobs in the U.S.
That's a good point. And it just happened to be a very current example of some of that problem we're facing. Taylor, we're out of time, but we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll be watching on the Big Money Show. It airs every weekday from noon Central there on the Fox Business Network.
Get more at 971talk.com.